pathway of peace. Pools of reflection, week one, day six. Absorb his peace. Let's turn to Numbers chapter 6, verses 24 to 26. The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face to shine upon you and be gracious to you. And the Lord turn his face towards you and give you peace. Thought for reflection. This precious peace is transferable. It can be given and received. So allow the Lord to bless you with peace. Turn your face to him and let him give you peace. Identify those areas in your life that quickly become the gateways of fear and stress, and allow him to shine his presence on your life. As his peace invades our life, it will change our countenance, and people will notice that our faces shine with Jesus. Once we know that we carry his peace, we can then become distributors of this peace. We can command peace to rule in circumstances. Just like Jesus stood up in the boat in the midst of the storm and spoke to the wind and commanded, "Peace!" I believe that we can also speak to atmospheres and declare, "Peace, be still." I remember one example of this while we were living in the Philippines while working with Reinhard Bonnke on missions. Every night when we came to go to sleep, there were packs of stray dogs that began to howl and bark just outside where we were sleeping. Night after night, this noise just seemed to continue until we were exhausted. One night, as the barking started again, a weary desperation gripped me, and as I opened the window wide and shouted, "In the name of Jesus, dogs, shut up!" the most amazing thing happened. These dogs stopped. We fell to sleep, and from that night onwards, those dogs did not howl outside our window again. I was so shocked, but wow, grateful for the sleep, that it took me nights to realize this had happened. There are also times when panic and fear, where those spiritual atmospheres can grip our lives and affect our homes. These atmospheres need a spiritual answer. We need to actively release peace. We need to speak to those strife and bad atmospheres, whether in the home or at work, and just see what happens. He has blessed us with peace, so we can pass on this blessing of peace. I remember when the children used to come in from school, tired and irritable. They would often begin squabbling. But if I recognised what was happening, I could stop, pray, release an atmosphere of peace, and it would give me a much more peaceful evening. So let us become instruments of this peace, those that carry the presence of Jesus. We should be the ones who calm the storms of volatile emotions, stop the arguments and backbiting in the office. Because where we go, there should be peace and not chaos. Focus for confession. Father, let your peace shine on me. As I lift my face to yours, let me know the presence of your peace in my life. Teach me to be a carrier of this peace so that I can influence atmospheres and bring your presence into the places of confusion and darkness. Let me treasure the atmosphere of your peace and keep my life rightly positioned so that I do not lose this sense of your presence on me. Amen.